Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Live from the ESPN FM 101.5 and 1480 AM studios, this is the Greg Evan Hooks Show. Call the show 402-466-3776. Your teams, your town, your show. Here are your hosts, Nick Gregeth and Bill Hooks.
Welcome back into Gregeth and Hooks. Quick tweet coming in from Corey Frazier. He says, Pius is like Duke. Nobody likes him except themselves. That's why people booed that kid.
Whatever.
Is that true? Hooks, are you back in a school that's like Duke?
No, unrelatable to that.
Also,
Pius wins championships.
So does Duke.
When? It's the last one.
I don't know. I'll go. Although, wouldn't this be like if Duke won a bunch of Division II? Like if they, you know what I mean? Like if they're winning NIT championships? Is that what that is?
They play a Class A schedule, by the way.
Are you guys going to fight? You guys are always wanting to fight.
No, that's fine. Like, they can play a Class A schedule, but then why play Class B where it matters?
It's not like it's their fault that they have to be in Class B. It's not like they
earn elsewhere.
It's called sandbagging.
Sandbagging,
like they had a choice to be Class B or Class A.
It's like Hooks golfing, but Hooks does reverse sandbagging.
Right. Gives himself like 12 strokes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Still whoop you.
Purposely bad.
Still whoop. Yeah, you probably would.
You got to play before you could talk that. We tried playing you like 800 times last year.
Yeah.
We'll play.
You were always busy.
No strokes. Everything straight up.
That's fun.
That's golfing with real people. Is it best ball for the two of us, or which
you
one is it?
You guys can play best ball.
Yeah, we can.
Is it best ball, or is it what do you call it?
So, well, scrambling.
Because I know
ball.
One of them is different, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I'm getting into the golf this year.
You guys,
hey, by the way, I am though 110%. Like my big deal here is I'm gonna become a golfer.
Wow!
Look out, Jay Moore, taking you down as best amateur golfer in town.
Hey.
Mark my words.
Who'd you call out?
Jay Moore.
Mm.
I'm going to beat him in golf.
Wow. He's good.
I know.
He's really good.
I am relying on the fact that inebriated.
Right,
I hope so.
I'm
relying on the fact that I can hold my beer better than him. Because if anybody golfs, see, this is why I know Hooks will still be fine. I can't use my normal technique of, hey, I'll just drink a bunch of beer and try to keep them keeping up with me to where now they're ham boned and I'm fine.
Yeah, because I'm not drinking beer. I'm just going.
Are you allowed to drink during city tournaments?
Hooks is I will.
You sneak it.
Why would I play in a tournament that you can't have alcohol in if I'm golfing?
I hear.
Isn't
you.
This like saw? Hold on. Is golf, amateur golf, not like amateur, like slow pitch softball? I thought the object of this thing was to drink beers and hit something small and round as far as you can. Is that not?
I mean.
Like, God made a lot of people made, like, for different things. He made me to drink beer and hit a ball really far. That's what I am alive on this earth to do.
Then do that,
and
man.
Mediocre radio. Those are the two things that I'm here to do. On this planet, and be a loyal friend. That's the other thing I'm
You're
here to
do. You're doing it well.
Do all those things well.
Good. No, man, if that's how you want to play golf, that's how you play golf.
Schaefer says, pretty sure people booed because what's-his-face dunked when Ron Colley had signaled they were done in overtime. So they quit? So he dunked on a team of quitters? Is that what you're telling me?
Why would you not?
Where's Ron Colley located?
Omaha, right?
Yes, it is. Honestly, I don't think I like them either. The difference between Scutt and Pius, Scutt controls enrollment better to stay Class B. Pius moves up and down, according to Louis Lance. He says Pius is cheaters.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Why cheat in high school athletics like that? They got a good baseball team down there, don't they, Pius?
Mm-hmm.
They're a good baseball squad. How does Pius always end up with all the athletes and still be Class B? That doesn't make any sense. That's not fair.
Isn't this all this?
Shouldn't you get bumped?
But isn't the class based on?
Shouldn't you get bumped?
Number of students and things like that aren't that. And there's some. It's not like sports or anything like this. It's the total number of students or something.
Sure,
correct.
But Pius has a pretty big school.
Yeah, you guys should probably. They should probably quit sandbagging.
All right, winners. Moving on.
All right, moving on.
Uh-oh. Yeah, I'm gonna take him down. I think I can get Jay because I don't think Jay drinks as much as he probably did in college. So I think Jay Moore.
It's like riding a bike, though. If you don't I forget that him, and do that.
If I, he's a, see, like, here's the difference between me and Jay. Like, he's a sophisticated individual. I am a redneck goober that will just drink beers and crush Bush lattes and try to get him to keep up with me. And then hopefully he can't golf as well.
There's only one way that you could edge this thing a little bit, hedge this a little bit for you.
What do you think?
Is that it's not on the real golf course. It's in the simulator at the graduate.
Oh, that's a good point. Get him down to the graduate in the
you
simulator.
You need to find a way to have a little advantage.
Oh, now we're talking.
Now, but he's played on those simulators. We need a little advantage. 10 times, though.
Well, who has what now?
Jay Moore's played on those simulators like 12 times.
Huh? Is he really?
Yeah, because that's where Hale Varsity does their show every Friday.
And he just sits down there on the. Well, good. He'll be overconfident. Take
just
him down
there out there. It's just a chance.
He's probably the best golfer in Lincoln, Nebraska.
He is. He won the tournament. He is.
I think I can get him.
I bet you we'll get a response.
I need to get some reps in, and then it has to be a. Here's the deal. He has to drink whatever I drink. He outweighs me by like.
We're gonna see if I can. I'm trying
to.
He's
got like 30 pounds on me.
I'm baiting the conversation here, and let's see. Then we'll lay the ground rules out once.
What does that say about me and him? He's 6'6 and only probably about 20 pounds more heavier than I am. I'm 5'10. Oh, man, that says really bad stuff about me.
No.
Golly. Built like a fire hydrant. Look out. Golly, gee, Willikers. I think I got him.
All right.
As long as he's inebriated.
I'm throwing it out there. Let's just see.
Because he's a serious golfer, so he'll be getting frustrated that all of a sudden he's not doing as well. And for me, it's like, wee. You know what I mean?
What's it like?
You know, wee.
One more time.
Like, that's all I need. We're not keeping that for anything.
Here we are.
No, it's nowhere near as awesome as your. See, that's way better than wee. That's not near as fun. Could you take him down?
No. No,
What if you got him on drink for drink? That deal.
That's easy.
That's what I'm saying.
There aren't many people in Lincoln that could do that.
I know. Hooksy, I think if we did like a what would you call it, 2v2? What is that? You have a foursome normally, right?
Yeah.
In golf. Well, what if we did like me and you against him and Foreman? So the Jays against Gregathan Hooks. I'm going to tell you right now.
We'd have to battle, that's for sure.
I'm going
to
tell you right now. And here's the deal.
We'd have to battle.
It has to be they have to match us drink for drink while we're out there.
Okay. I think we have a shot. I think that even the.
How are you with tequila? Because that's what Foreman will
I know.
Bring into
that that even the playing field just a tiny bit. I think Jay could still get it done.
Foreman's a really good golfer. He doesn't want anybody to know that. But if we catch him on the right day where his back hurts, and then we get more ham bones.
Is that typical days for Jay these days?
It's
Foreman?
Like 6 out of 7
yeah,
days.
Yeah, he hurts.
We just can't let him choose.
The only other fact that we could do to get those guys is we walk.
Oh, yeah, they're old NFL guys. They can't walk anymore. Good point. We're walking the whole course.
Walking the course.
Yes, we are.
Carry your bag.
All right, you should tweet, challenge them. Carry your own bag, walk in the course, and you have to drink for drink with us.
All right.
I think we dominate them. I mean, like, I think we beat them by 5 strokes by the end of that thing. Because Foreman will quit by, like, the 10th hole. He can't walk
that far. Has he shown up for a challenge yet?
No. Oh. He can't walk that far. And then Jay Moore he's still sore. So I don't think he'll be able to get through it either. And the drink for drink thing.
To me, he seems super tough. He would grind.
No,
out
he
and
is
walk.
Tough.
He's got to walk in those tournaments.
He's a lot tougher than Foreman, that's for sure.
I think the X I Jay has Moore has to walk in those tournaments.
Yeah, but that's where the drinking thing comes in.
Mm-hmm. Let's see.
I kind of want to text them both and see if we can get both of them on the line. I'll text them and see if they're available. Oh, and we'll talk this trash.
Oh, Nelly.
Well, hey, listen, I don't talk any trash that I won't talk to someone to their face, or at least over the phone.
Oh, golly.
You got to remember, Jay Moore's got a kid now. He's busy. He's getting, you know, he's probably not sleeping as much. I think we got him.
All right.
If we keep adding little factors in. The big rule is going to be you have to have both teammates finish.
Oh, yeah.
So we win. A lot of this I'm banking on Foreman's decrepit old body. That's a big
thing. He's not going to be about to score. This is all about he ain't finishing.
No, he's going to be. We get enough tequila shots, and we got him.
Okay. I like it.
Again, he just can't pick the day because he'll try to medicate to a level that'll get him through the tournament. We can't let that happen.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
That's going to be fun.
Yeah. Oh, man, he's going to beat me up for all this. All right, what's turning at 10, buddy?
Good to have you with us again.
You're tuned in to another episode of What's Trending. It started with the
whisper. I'm sorry. What the heck are you talking about?
Time for Now Trending.
How do you trend?
What you talking about, Will?
What the bloody hell are you two talking about?
We have another one coming from... See, again, Foreman is an older guy. Moore's younger than us. Hooks might screw this up for us. It says another factor to add in. First one to pee loses two strokes.
I'm good. True pro here, buddy. I'm good.
Foreman's like in his early 50s? He is not making it through three holes drinking with us. Probably he ain't making it through three holes drinking with us without having to go to the bathroom. That's a good one. We should do a lot of those kind of things. We really got these guys.
So so Danny Amendola is now a Lion. He signed a new contract with Detroit this morning worth $4.5 million. Was that kind of a surprise to you guys to see?
I thought he was going to be a Patriot. Yeah, by the way, have you seen the list of players that everybody thinks the Patriots are going to sign? So Danny Amendola was on there. Humphreys, who is a wide receiver, slot wide receiver down in Tampa Bay, is on the list. What's the little white dude from the Dallas Cowboys? Their slot receiver. What?
Switzer? Is that his name? Or
no, he was their coach.
I know.
Everybody's picking out. Basically, if you're a white wide receiver in the free agent market, everybody thinks they're going to end up in Dallas, which is awesome. In New England, which is hilarious. Beasley, it's Cole Beasley.
Beasley, but they did have a guy. It was Ryan Switzer, by the way. It was the slot receiver. Nope. It's right here.
I don't.
So Manny Machado is not giving his fan base a lot of confidence. He was asked about, you know, what are their odds are winning the division. And he said, we don't really have a shot to win the division, but we're going to go out there and fight for a wild card spot. That's what Machado said. What do you guys think of that? If I'm a Padres fan, I'm not having much confidence in Machado bringing me a World Series title.
No, gosh, no. Machado went to that team as a money grab. Good for him. He's making a lot of money now. And that's about it. Like, you think Padres ever win a World Series with Machado there?
No. No.
Hooks is in here emailing people.
No, I'm not.
I'm not listening to you.
I totally heard what you said, but Jay Moore just tweeted back. Moore just tweeted back and said, let me know time and place.
Oh, hang on. I'm making the rules right now and tweeting at him.
Okay, see? But there's no way they don't win anything in San Diego. No way. Nothing.
So the funny thing about this Antonio Brown trade is somebody tried to do it on Madden. Somebody tried to make that trade on Madden.
And Madden said no.
It didn't let the deal go through.
Of course not. It's a crazy deal.
That's so funny. Here, I got a couple other things. So Sue has landed in Minneapolis, and he tweeted about, you know, where he is going. A bunch of people are thinking that Sue might be signing with the Vikings.
Huh.
And I saw the Broncos were another team that is showing interest for Sue. So I think I would be buying that Sue jersey if he signed with the Vikings tomorrow.
It'd be a good spot for Sue in that division, and he's been in that one before, so it'd be a good spot for him. And that's probably coming after the Rams brought back Dante Fowler.
That's right.
So that might be a factor in why Sue is maybe on his way.
Texas has fired Vince Young from his part-time job with Longhorns.
He can't show up.
Hey, I got a must-match Nick and Bill drink for drink. Walk 18 and carry your own clubs. Two-stroke penalty for stopping to pee. Is there anything else?
That's pretty good.
Is there any other rules you can think of?
Hmm. Oh, that's sounds good to me.
Okay, that'll be the rules.
That's pretty good.
Wow.
So Vince Young, right, he couldn't like show up for work and stuff, right?
Yeah, apparently he's just not showing up, and he like was just doing terrible like at work.
Yeah, like he was, there's no production.
Yeah, so go sucks figure. For him. That's all he got. They're really slow here's, weekend.
There's a couple. Did you see the Warriors last night and all the stuff going around? The Warriors are on the struggle a little bit right now. They've hit a little slide. Did you see Steve Kerr? They took a video of Steve Kerr and what they believe that he said about Draymond Green.
Like what? Get rid of him?
He said something like, I'm tired. I'm tired of beep Draymond.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have a feeling after this season's over that Durant is gone. And I think
Draymond's gone. I think he left with a minor injury as well.
I think you're going to end up having Steph and Clay together as like the base for the next however many years to move forward.
See, I think they should get rid of Clay.
Really?
Yeah.
Clay's awesome.
He's awesome there.
Steph and Clay are two of my favorite players in the league, hands down. I love watching those guys play basketball. They don't ever stop moving. Clay, by the way, Clay Thompson, for those who do not watch the Warriors, in my humble opinion, Clay Thompson is one of the best finishers around the bucket.
And oh, all absolutely. All no doubt.
His touch around the rim is ridiculous.
Incredible.
Absolutely ridiculous. And Steph, I still don't get how people, I mean, look, he showboats, all right?
Oh, yeah.
But I don't understand how people, especially like older people, hate him. Because he plays basketball, I'd argue the way that, other than he shoots a lot of threes, I get it, people get mad about that. But he moves without the ball, sets his teammates up, flies all over the place, he's constantly moving. Like, he is everything that normally people would be like, hey, I want my kid when he plays basketball to play like this.
Mm-hmm.
He just shoots. Some people hate it when he shoots threes from 18 feet behind the three-point line. I think that's cool. It's my favorite place to shoot from.
Yeah, it is.
I don't ever make them, but I shoot them from there.
One more guy here. Did you guys see that A-Rod got engaged, right?
Yeah, it's A-Rod J-Lo.
And J-Lo engaged.
Wow.
Did you see that Mr. Canseco?
He's mad at him.
He's mad at it. Did you read this?
Who's Mr. Canseco?
Jose Canseco. Bash
you know
Brothers.
Hang on real quick. Do you know who Jose Canseco is?
No.
Do you know Mark McGuire?
It sounds familiar.
You're messing with us. Come on. Really?
What's his name?
Jose
Come
Canseco.
On. You are 100%.
You did not say Mark McGuire. You said sound familiar.
Yeah, all right, Jay
Mark
Moore is
McGuire,
in.
Baseball player, right?
Jay Moore is in on that challenge. Oh man, Jay Moore, I think is in 18 holes. He liked it, so that means he's got to be in, right? Rules must match Nick and Bill drink for drink.
Boy.
Walk 18, carry your own clubs, 2-stroke penalty for stopping to pee. I think we can win this if that's the challenge. Foreman is in his 50s. There's no way he won't pee every hole.
50s? He's not in his 50s.
What is that? Negative 36 strokes right there, plus 36. He'll be plus 36 to start because you know Foreman will have to pee on during every hole of that walk.
Those guys are good golfers.
They're
good.
But plus 36, they're basically starting.
They're good,
and
though.
That's assuming Jay Moore doesn't pee once.
They're good. So, Canseco, right? So
now that they're in, you're like starting to worry a little bit.
No, I'm not worried. It'd be fun. So J-Lo, they get engaged. Canseco comes out claiming all of a sudden that Alex Rodriguez is cheating on J-Lo and challenges him to a fight.
Wow.
Wow. I challenge you to a duel.
Something about that he's cheating with his ex-wife. Canseco's ex-wife.
Really? Who's his ex-wife? Do we know?
Don't know. But that was Mr. Canseco making a name for himself.
Jose Canseco, did you know that he's a professional MMA fighter?
I did. I actually heard
he's,
that, yes.
He's had one match. He's 0-1. He got knocked out in 77 seconds.
Wow.
Yeah. You really don't know who Jose Canseco is?
I do now. He seems like a cool guy.
Bash Brothers, baby.
He thinks he's like the guy who started the whole steroid scandal.
Oh, wow.
He blew the lid off that.
Wow.
And everybody thought he was crazy at the time. It turned out he was right on everything. No one ever gives him credit for that, though, because he's a Delta Bravo. Big time.
Complete.
All right, let's take a break, and let's get Mike Schaefer, 247sports.com, on the show. Back after.